Kyle, can you talk about maybe just like the pressures that the Eagles bring? You know, they seem they have some good guys up front. Matt talked about the front four being stout and what the looks you expect to see from them.
I mean, they've always had good pressures. Their scheme's real sound. They know how to get after your protections, but the hardest thing about them is they don't need them all the time. They have four guys who can get after the quarterback, which makes it hard to get people open also. So they can get there with four, and they definitely have the blitz packages to get there also.
Either one of those guys playing more impressively to you than the other? Three guys, you know?
No, I mean, they're all good players, and I've gone against them a number of times over the years being in that division. You know, the Cox in both ends, they play hard as can be. Cox is big and talented, and they're deep too. So, and it's not just the talent of the players, but also the scheme. They come off the ball every single play. They're rushing the quarterback, and that's always a challenge.
Graham, how's he played for them?
He's been good. You know, he's now fully taken. Last time when I played him, he was a rotation guy, and now he's out there most of the time, and he's a solid guy. He's going to get his numbers. Comes off the ball every play. He's stout, and he gives guys problems. Can't go to sleep on him.
Talking to Coach Quinn and some of your guys, the offensive numbers look great. It's been successful, but they say there are always things you can get better at, and it seems like the common theme is red zone and third down. Are there some areas that you've been focused on?
Yeah, I mean, we focus on them every week, so it's not like you're doing anything different. It's focusing on every single play, wherever in the part of the field it is. It's harder on third down, gets harder in the red zone. Numbers-wise, we're not as good in those two areas as we are in every other area, but so you want to improve in that area. But the main thing is you know, executing, not hurting ourselves, eliminating penalties. It's you eliminate penalties in the red zone, you eliminate turnovers in the red zone, you'll get better in the red zone. Same with third down. You can get better at third down by eliminating penalties on first and second down. You have some more manageable third downs. How do you get better at those areas? Sometimes you run the ball better, you can get better at third down. Not necessarily on third down, but having more third and shorts instead of third and longs. And you run the ball more efficiently in the red zone. You get better looks for your receivers also. Get some better matchups with Julio. So you never really say this area. It has to do with collectively doing everything. We need to run the ball better. We need to throw the ball better. We need to be more efficient. And when you do that, you usually get better in all areas.
Julio also mentioned, he said, hey, during the week, or when we look at teams, they might play one way in the red zone. Then they play us. They play differently, trying to take him away. What's been the challenge with that kind of back and forth with what they're doing with Julio in the red zone?
It's always a challenge. It's a challenge for every team. I mean, coordinators in this league and defenses are good, so they're going to change stuff up. You're not going to always know what you're getting. And when you do have someone like Julio of his caliber, there's not a lot of tape that you can guess off of. There's not a lot of teams that have Julio players, so it's very rare that you're just going to get the exact look that they're playing other people. So you always got to put stuff in and obviously get Julio the ball, but you definitely got to expect that there could be two, three guys on him, and where do you want to go when that happens? So you usually see guys' plans early in games, but guys adjust too, so you need balanced plans, and you got to go through a progression, and you got to allow the quarterback to have time to go through a progression. And when he gets to the spot that the coverage is dictating where you go, that guy's got to win.
Has Muhammad done anything that has surprised you? I mean, I know you knew he was a physical guy. You knew what kind of ability he's had, but has there been anything?
Mo's exactly what we knew we were getting as far as what you guys see. I mean, you just said it, his physicalness, the way he plays. I still think he's continuing to get better each week also. Just getting more used to the routes that we're running, stuff he hasn't done his entire career. You know, the standard of how we play and what we do down in and down out. I've been real happy with Mo, and the main thing that I'm the most happy with Mo is I feel he's getting better. And I think in this league, I'll say it with everything, but you never stay the same. You either get better or worse. And I think especially in this last month or so, he's been put in a lot of work. I think he's getting healthier as it goes, and I think it's showing in his play whether he gets the ball or not. He's doing his job.
One little silly thing. Were you surprised to have to move in inside today?
That we had to?
Yeah.
Not really. I didn't really know what was going on. I thought people were joking about the smoke, and then when I got outside, I realized it wasn't a joke. So I was glad we went inside. Felt healthier.
Yeah, Coach. Julio, you know, was off to a great start in his career after 75 regular season games and so forth. How good can he get? How much better can he get? And I guess over time will tell, you know, where he'll be with the greats in the game.
Yeah, I mean, Julio is as good as there can be. But everyone can get better. I don't think Julio's going to get a lot faster. I don't think he's going to get a lot stronger. I think all that stuff he's at the limit of. It'd be awesome if he did, but I think he's at the top of that. But you get better with experience. I mean, no one has a perfect game. I mean, Julio can catch – he's got to catch every ball that he's ever – and no one's going to do that. But there's always rooms to improve. So Julio doesn't ever want to have a drop. He wants to be perfect in his routes. You know, when he is perfect, he is uncoverable, but no one is always perfect. So he's always striving for that, like we all do. And when you have that mindset and you stay healthy, I think the rest will take care of itself.
And LaVine, kind of carved out a reputation as a blocker, but you got him catching balls this year. What did he do to improve that part of his game?
He's been patient. I mean, LaVine's always had the ability to do it. It's not necessarily something that we're doing special. It's, he's running his routes like he always does, and coverages have changed. Other people have done stuff, and he's gotten open that way, and Matt's found him. So it's kind of the hard thing in our business for players that, you know, people are going to always judge you based off of how many touchdowns you have, how many catches you have. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing a lot better. I was real happy with LaVine last year. I'm happy with him this year. He is definitely has more of his role for us has been blocking, but he's not a blocker only. He can make the plays when we go to him, and he's done a good job of doing that.
Your depth at tight end really showed last week.
What's that?
Your depth at tight end really showed last week without Tammy. Yeah. Can you talk about how close those guys are, but you know, when Tammy's not in? I mean, LaVine took that first snap, but
yeah.
Hooper obviously saw plenty of time.
Yeah, they're all I mean, and with Tammy, all four of them are good players who can do about everything. And then they're all subtly different in certain areas. You know, one's just a little bit better at the passes than the others, and one's a little bit better at the blocking than the others. There's not really one guy specifically who can only do this. So it makes them very versatile. It allows us to do a lot of different things, personnel groupings, and to move them around. We try to put guys in position to do what they're best at, but it's not real drastic with all those guys. They're all pretty good at everything.
When they drafted him, LaVine, they were saying, hey, he could be a red zone threat, but then he didn't catch the ball. But now you're using him all over the field, even, red zone, outside the 30. You don't seem to have any limits on him. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think, anytime someone sees a guy who's over 6'5", usually the first thing they're going to say, he's a red zone threat, which is good. He's taller than everyone, so... but it's hard to just always get guys in position to do jump balls and stuff. So it's you got to be able to do more than just that. And LaVine can – the reason he's getting plays out there to me is he can block also. So that's he's out there a lot. And we're not going to only put him in on run plays. So he's going to have pass plays too. And the more you can do for the team, the more that opportunities come. I don't always know where it's going to be. But he's done a good job getting in the end zone. He's had a number of explosive plays this year, and I don't really look at it as a part of the field. This is LaVine time. It's when the coverage is giving it to him, and we have a lot of confidence in him, he can get it done.
Has he gotten any double teams yet?
Not yet. I hope he does. That'll open up someone else.